Hi there, and welcome once again to Jazz Journeys, our weekly podcast here on WAER.org. I'm your host, Eric Cohen, afternoon music announcer and music director at WAER. And this week on Jazz Journeys, we are going to take you down to what's known as the Jazz Corner of the World, a club that started in New York City back in December of 1949. We're speaking of Birdland, the club that was originally located at 1678 Broadway, just north of West 52nd Street in Manhattan. How it came to be known as Birdland? Well, simple. It was to capitalize on the popularity of their regular headliner, Charlie Bird Parker, who at that time had been one of the most popular jazz artists around. But it was more than just Bird. In its early days, Birdland attracted performers ranging from Count Basie and Chet Baker, Blossom Dearie, Billy Eckstein, Maynard Ferguson, Ella Fitzgerald, and a 34-year-old drummer named Art Blakey. Besides Charlie Parker, Birdland attracted a who's who of jazz greats back in its early days. Names like Billie Holiday, Hank Jones, Joe Williams, Miles Davis, Count Basie, Chet Baker, Stan Getz, Dizzy Gillespie, and a certain drummer who went on to have a pretty good career. I'll let the 4-foot-tall Pee Wee Marquette tell you more.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records. When you applaud for the different passages, your hands go right over the records there, so when they play them over and over throughout the country, you may be someplace and say, well, that's my hand on one of those records that I dug down at Birdland. We're bringing back to the band set at this time, ladies and gentlemen, the great Art Blakey and his wonderful group featuring the new trumpet sensation, Clifford Brown, Horace Silver on piano, Lou Donaldson on alto, Curly Russell is on bass. And let's get together and bring Art Blakey to the bandstand with a great big round of applause. How about a big hand now for Art Blakey? Thank y'all.
A song called Split Kick, written by Horace Silver, part of a historic performance at the famed Birdland in New York City. In fact, these performances led by Art Blakey with Horace Silver, Curly Russell, Lou Donaldson, and the aforementioned trumpeter Clifford Brown. These were the very first performances that were recorded for the specific purpose of being released on record. February 1954, the 60th anniversary of a classic night at New York's Birdland with Art Blakey. Over the years, there have been a number of songs that have used Birdland in its title, especially one written by George Shearing and also sung by this lady.
When you sigh, never in my word land could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, Bill and Coo, when they love?
Sarah Vaughan in her 1954 hit version of Lullaby of Birdland. The late great Ray Charles referenced the club in his classic song, What Did I Say?
See the girl with the red dress song. She can do the Birdland all night long. Yeah, yeah. What I say? All right.
Well, tell me what. You know, during the 1950s, Birdland was a fashionable place for celebrities to be seen, the likes of Marilyn Monroe, Gary Cooper, Judy Garland, Marlena Dietrich, Frank Sinatra, and boxer Sugar Ray Robinson. Now, the original Birdland closed in 1965 after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and, well, for 20 years, Birdland was nowhere to be found in Manhattan. But then, in 1985, Birdland was reborn thanks to John R. Valenti, who opened a new Birdland at 2745 Broadway at 105th Street. 11 years later, in 1996, the club would move to its current location, West 44th, west of 8th Avenue in Midtown, where it still to this day features a full weekly schedule of performers. Those performers over the years who have included Pat Metheny, Diana Krall, Regina Carter, John Pizzarelli, the late Tito Puente, John Scofield, Nora Jones, and many, many more. Much like another venerable jazz club in New York City, the Village Vanguard, Birdland boasts a band that bears its name, the Birdland Big Band. It's directed by Tommy Igoe, a 15-piece jazz orchestra that performs each and every Friday to capacity crowds at Birdland Jazz Club. And of course, you can't think about Birdland without thinking about Weather Report and their incredible hit on their 1977 album, Heavy Weather. 2 years later, it was the Manhattan Transfer that recorded a cover version of the very same song. Birdland, but I'm still preaching. So the next time you're in New York, you might want to venture over to West 44th Street between 8th and 9th Avenues, and you never know who you might get to see at the historic jazz corner of the world, Birdland. That's it for this edition of Jazz Journeys. Until next time, remember, jazz, four letters, but endless possibilities. Down on 52nd Street, everybody heard that word, that the name